For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senator John McCain remembered at a memorial service by former Arizona Senator John Kyle.
He had better instincts about how and when and where to assert American power than any other leader that I've known.
When others were looking into Vladimir Putin's eyes with an eye of understanding him and reaching accommodation with him, John, of course, said, "I looked into his eyes and I saw KGB.
Members of the public began lining up beneath covered walkways for the opportunity to view the casket of McCain as the Vietnam War hero was lying in state in the rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol building. Mike Foley came in from San Diego to pay his respects.
He was a man with so much integrity and a man with such dedication to his country. Pretty unique.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving his post. He's the man who's most responsible for helping the Trump administration nominate federal judges for confirmation. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has some advice on who to choose as a replacement.
If I were the president, I'd pick somebody that understood the legislative branch, because if the Democrats take over the House, then he's going to be subpoenaed to death and investigated to death.
An Ohio prison is having drug overdoses. Almost two dozen people treated.
A few of the folks that felt lightheaded were given IV fluids. Other than that, Narcan was the core of what we did today.
Officials believe that the contraband fentanyl was in the air. Similar conditions prompting Pennsylvania to lock down all state correctional institutions. And in a related story, two more inmates have died with possible drug overdoses at a maximum security prison in southeast Arkansas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The comments by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that Ottawa will have a deal on NAFTA by a Friday deadline have encouraged U.S. lawmakers. John Clemens has the report.
President Trump had set the deadline for Canada to join the agreement with the U.S. and with Mexico by Friday. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says he's encouraged by that comment from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I am hopeful that we will see Canada included in a trilateral agreement, because obviously the unity of North America as an economic engine is very important. Trade with Mexico and Canada support more than 1 million jobs in the United States.
I'm John Clemens.
Another victory for Fox News, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The network marking a significant milestone in August 2018. 200 consecutive months is the most watched cable news network in both prime time and total day and total viewers, according to Nielsen Media Research. MSNBC was the second most watched network across all of basic cable for the month of August. Rachel Maddow scored some big ratings wins on MSNBC during last week's monster of a news cycle, winning the week in total viewers for the night time, but the total month showed Sean Hannity's show was the most watched cable news show in prime time for the fifth consecutive month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.